Beis Amid Aleph. We have two Taisus to learn on the previous Gemara. Then we'll learn the Gemara further. We had had a Machloikis Abaye V'Rove on the Chiyuv Pirkuno, which we find in the Mishnah. Seems the Chiyuv is different between a Kohen and a Yisrael. The Chiyuv Pirkuna of a Yisrael is Afarkinoch Vaisvinoch Lili Into. I'll be paid to you and I'll take you back for a wife. A Kohen cannot be Mechayiv himself Vaisvinoch Lili Into because after his wife is Nishbis, she's Asuraloi. So there the Chiyuv is Afarkinoch, Vahadrinoch, Limdinosoch, I'll bring you back to the Medina. So we had a machloikes, Abaye Verove, if by Almona Lekoyen Godel, if there's a Chiyuv Pirkuno. Abaye held that there is a Chiyuv Chayev Livdoiso, because the Chiyuv of a Koyen is Andrinoch, Limdinosoch. So this applies by Almona Lekoyen Godel also. By a Mamzeres LiYisrael, there the Chiyuv is a Svinach LiLiyintu, so there is no Chiyuv Pirkuno. And Rove is Chaylik on Abaye. Rove says that Afilu Almona Lekoyen Godel, there's also no Chiyuv. In Yisod, the Chiyuv Pirkuna is a Svinach Lili Into. No, but if, because of the Shviye, because she was captured, that is why he can't take her back. So then, there's a Chiyuv by a Kohen Adrinach Limdinosoch, but if she was already Yoso, so then there's no Chiyuv Pirkuna. That is the Machlokes Abaye V'Rove. Now let us see the top Tosfos. Mamzeres unesina liYisrael einai chayev livdoisa according to everyone. Vimtaimer bein laAbaye bein laRove amrinim beperik yesh mutoris. Almona lekoyin godol mamzeres unesina liYisrael yesh lahem ksuba peires ublois. Upeires Hainu Pirkuna. So if it says Peres, that means that he eats the Peres, so that Lechere means that he's Chayiv Livdoisa. The Pirkuna Tachas Peres. Vaimari, the Hosam Pirish Pikuntres, the Yesh Lehen Peres, that means Sha'ichel Habal Mishelahem, that he's permitted to eat the Peres. Avol im Loimolu, but if the amount of peiris that he had eaten is not equivalent to the amount that they want for her ransom, they want for the pirkune, leiporik lohu mididei. That is not mechuyev to be paid her from his own money. That is the taich yesh lohem peiris. That means the baal has aschus achilas peiris. And this is only mechayev him to give from these peiris. How much he had eaten, he's mechayev to be paid there from those peiris. But not more than that. Ah, so you're speaking about the chiyuv pirkuna, which is more than the achilas peiris. If the achilas peiris is not sufficient, he's mechayev to pay from his own pocket. Avoshnias diktoni hosam de ein lehem peiris. So what does ein lehem peiris mean? Afilu masha ochala baal lo yachzer. There, afilu what the baal ate, he's not mechuyev to be paid to her. Yesh lehem peiris means he's permitted to eat, but and how can neged the shavius of the peiris is a chiyev pidyon, but not more than that. Va'almone, now we have over here, Tosfos brings down the Gemara, God, and our Gemara doesn't say exactly the way Tosfos brings it down, but let us, Tosfos brings down our Gemara, Almone lekoyen godol, mamzeres nesine li Yisrael, yesh lehem peiris. Now, according to Rove, Salmona lekayin godel, memzeres and asina liyisrael have the same halacha. And yeshlam peiris means he's permitted to eat the peiris. And he's in the, and he's paid the ha kenege the shavius of the peiris. According to Abaye, Amon lekayin godel, there's a geherige din pirkuna. So Taisha says as follows: Va amon lekayin godel is enachanami meforish Abaye. The yesh lo legamri din peiris. Enochanami Abaye will differentiate between the yesh lam peiris, what is written by Amonu Lekayin Godel, and the yesh lam peiris, which is written by Mamzeres and Simli Yisrael. Avol rovim meforish peiris mamish kama yishocho. Ba'oisen peiris atzman lo yitein abal. He never has to give to elim keinishbis. The afilu loinishbis, if he has to give her the peiris, im kein hoisa niskeres, so she's gaining, it's a choyte nisker. V'chol anoshim o yoroitzeis bekach, they'd rather have the peiris, and they wouldn't be doig for the pirkunim. Shelo yiftu via peiris shalahem. Taisva says, avu gavdom lo de pirkuna odif lo tvei mi peiris. Taisva says that mi iker adin chazal wanted to be assured of her pirkune, shloititama bein haakum, that she shouldn't get, she shouldn't mingle with the goyim. That's why chazal wanted to make sure there'll be pirkune. So al koponim, that's what Taisva says, that the yeshlam peiris of Mamzeres and Sinli Yisrael means that he is a schusari achilas peiris and keneged that shavius is achiyah pirkune, and by Amonol Kain Godel it's told machloikas abay v'robe. We had heard a machloikas amader es ishtoi v'nishbeis Rabbi Lezer oima poide v'noisin loksubosa Rabbi Yeshua oima noisin loksubosa v'einoi poide. So the Gemara first wanted to say that this is the Machloikis, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, the Machloikis, Abaye Verove. That means that she's also to him. He can't say by Svinach Lilintu. And it's speaking about an Ashes coin. And the Shaila is, that is the Shaila is the Achiev Pidyon. So then the Gemara is matre. The Gemara wants to say, no, it's speaking about kegoin shen nodro hi vekayim lohu. The Gemara wants to say, it's speaking about that she made the nether, and then he was mekayim the nether. The shaila is, if it's called, he was misaviv. Who was misaviv that he can't marry her? She or him? And that's the machloikis. So Tosh says, Tvei havle lameima, the pligi, the marozol bosa, mikora marozol bosa, besoivke, the masik lakamon. Gemara really should have said, that's the more poshet of shad, that Rabbi Lezer goes, b'shash shibut, b'shash he was mishabed himself to her, so it was, until kepastai svinoch li leinto, because that was before he made the nether. So the chiv already is chal on him. Later he was madara, that doesn't change the lochis. Rabbi Shua says, you look, bosa b'saif. B'shas pidyin, is it still shayich esvinach lilintu? Hello, denaych leluk miplugtai b'noish netzva ben shenel dashkin lepligi botanoi b'perik hamadir. So the Gemara wanted to say this is the same machloikis. So the Gemara shlogzila. Now, let us go nishbis chayiv lifdoisa. Let us go back to the Gemara. Round 13 lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbana. Nishbis b'chaye b'aylo. What if it was nishbis b'chaye b'aylo? B'achar kach meis b'aylo. And then the husband died. Now we're klang a shayla, is there a chi of pirkuno on the yorshim, since the shviya was b'chaye b'aylo. So the Baraisa says as follows, Hikibo Bailo, if the Baal was aware that she was Nishbis, so if he was aware, it's already Chalan and Machia Pekuna. So Memele, so his Nechosim become Mishubid for this Chiyib, so even though he died, we'll mourn from the Yoshin Pekuna. Yoshin Chayom Livdoisa. Lai Hikibo Bailo, if the husband was never aware that she was ishtaboy. So the pail that never was chal achiev birkuna on the husband. Enyarshin chayavim livdoisa. That's what it says in the Barais. Levi sova lemeved uvdiki or masnisa. That if it's hikir bo al kaponim, you mourn from the yershin. Omer le Rav, so Rav told Levi, Ocho ma chavivi, Rav Chiya said, Le silchese kohamas nise, we don't paskin like this, Beraise, Elo ki ho desanye. Nishbis, la acha mises bailo, if it was Nishbis, after the husband died, is ene yusaymim chayom levdoi, so that's poshet. There's no chiyam on them to be paida. Voloi oit, ala filo nishbis bechaye bailo. Afilu she was nishbis when the husband was alive. Achar kach meis bailom. Ene yisoymim chayovim lifdoiso. She'ein ani koirei bo vosvinoch le'intu. That means since b'shas the pidyon already, the husband is not around anymore. So memele there's no chiyuv of pirkuna. What does Rashi say? Hikir bo baila ad shaloi meis, noida loi shanishbis, v'nischai bepikuna b'chayo. Chavivi rabchiye shuhu doidoi achi oviv, this was Rab's uncle. Tana rabonov. Nishbis, tomorrow we'll learn the Gemara the way Rashi learns from this Gemara. Nishbis, vohoyu mevakshin mimenu ad asora bedomel. And the Shavoim wanted they demanded a ransom 10 times more than she was worth. Limocha b'shuk. So the Tanakama says, Pam rishayne, the first time this happens, paida, is mechuyif to be paida. Mikan ve'elech, if this happens another time, rotza paida, if he wants, he could be paida, rotza ene paida. That means there's no chiyiv. The chiyiv pekuna is a one-time affair. If he was paid the whole once, so he was yaitze the chiyuv. A second time, it's up to him to decide what to do. What does Rashi say? Rotsa einay paid dleitekinu bo rabbonon elo chad pidyon. He's only mechuyiv to make one pidyon. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel oimer. Rabban Shimon Gamliel says, Ein poidim es ha-shvuyin yoyser al-kedei demayim. This halacha you're saying that the first time is mechuyev to give a fulu 10 times her value, you don't do such a thing. There's no chiyev, mipnei tikan hoylom. Shelo yagilu, Rashi says, lahalois al-demayim, so they never would make a chiyev to pay more than demayim. So now the Gemara has a diuk in Divrei Rav Shimon Gamliel. He says, Ein poidin es ha-shvuyin yoysa al kedei demeyim. You're not poide, more than kedei demeyim. Habich dei demeyim, it would seem, but kineged how much they are worth, poide. Af al gav de pilkuno yoysa al ksuboso. Even though the pirkuna is worth more than the ksube that he owes her. So the Taisus Rid over here says, ksuboso kol hakoso v'ksuba, this is the first line, when the lines are getting wide, kegoin mone, mosayim, v'toisves, v'nedunye, v'chol mashu chayv, liten lo imbo legarsho. That means there's a new shaila over here. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds the whole chiyuv of pirkuna is a tnai ksube. So a tnai ksube can't be more chomer than the ike ksube. So when he gives her a get, when he gives her the ike ksube, so if it adds up together to chomish meyezuz, that's it. There's no chiyuv on a husband to give more than the ike ksube. The tnai ksube is not more chomer than the ike ksube. So, that we'll see later in Rav Shimon Gamliel. But from this lashon of Rav Shimon Gamliel, he says that yoyser michdei demayim you don't give, ha michdei demayim paidim, av abid de pekuna yoyser al ksubos. So that means he doesn't give us such a guideline that he's not mechuyev to give more than the Shabbos of the Ksube. V'remino, aless you akashe. We learned another beraisa. Nishbis, voyu mevakshim mimenu avasoro biksuboso. Here it's a different story. They're asking 10 times the value of a ksube. Is the Tanakamot Pam Rishaina Poide, Mikan Veile Rotza Poide, Rotza Ine Poide. Rabin Shimon Ben Gamliel Oimer, Im Hoyo Pirkuno, Kineged Ksuboso Poide. Rabin Shimon Gamliel says, you never pay more than the value of the Ksube. If our Pirkuno is Kineged Ksuboso Poide, Im Lav Ine Poide. So Memele, so we have a steer in Rabin Shimon Gamliel. The first Barais of Shimon Gamliel says the criteria is Kidei Domeho. You mechuyev to be poida how much he's worth. There's no guidelines. If it's more than the Shavis of the Ksube or not, you pay Kidei Domeho. And the second Shimon Gamliel says, you only mechuyev to pay Kineged Ksubosa. So the Gemara answers, Rab Shimon Gamliel, Trei Kuli Yisle, both are emes. You only pay Kineged Domeho, and you only pay Kineged Meksube. So the what Mashachosa Khan is Kosov Khan. Let us see what Rashi says, Kineged Ksubosa, Avu Yoise Meksubosa Loi. The loyei tofel chomo mine ikel. That a tofel should not be more chomo than the ikel. Tnai ksuboso. Pikuna za tnai ksube. Yeser ala ksube. That can be. Trei kuli. Loyoi ser al domeho shiruye le moche bishuk. You never apoida her with more than her shavyes. Beloyoi ser al ksuboso. You never apoida her with more than the how much Aksub is worth. Now let us see Taisvis. The Taisvis, Vohoyu Mevakshin Mimeno Adasore Vidomeho Pam Rishayne Poidah. So the Tanakama holds that is Mechuyev to be Poidah her Akaponim, the first pidyon, after this, there's no that we are not mugbul how much they ask, whatever they ask is mechuyev to be paid on. Ve'im taima. But the boy beperk ha-sheleyach, ha-hodesna, we learned that Mishnah, in paidin es ha-shvuyim yoysem ichdei demeyem, b'bnei tikken ha-olam, that there was a takone, one is not permitted to give more than k'dei demeyem, because of tikken ha-olam. Now, that's what it says in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is a Loshon Sosom. The Gemara declares, what is Pshat Tikkun Olam? I Mishum Duchke De Tzibur. That means that Chazal made a takoni, you do not pay more than Kedei Demeyim, because you'll be putting the Tzibur in a Gevaldike Doichik. If the prices will go up, it will so therefore, they made a takona, you only pay the kedei demeyim. Oy mishum deloy legaru bohu tfei. Or maybe if they'll see that they'll be successful, they'll demand an exuberant amount of money and they'll get it. So they'll see this is a meiridike business, the shavoim. So they'll be mice and nefesh themselves to capture people. It's meiridik. One pool and you get millions of dollars. So lamay nafkemine is if a person wants to give. So if you learn the tam is al duchke di tzibur pshat is, we can't be mechayiv the tzibur. There's a mitzvah pidyon shvuyim, but the mitzvah is mugbol tol kedei demeyim. The person wants to give him a tovayol broche. According to the second time, you're not allowed to. You want to give, but you don't know what you're doing. By doing this, you're putting Gans Klal Yisrael in danger. So you're not allowed to. Tivshet mehoche, the mishum duchke de tzibur, diktani de poida, the sere bedomel. So memele from our, the gmor klaus de ashayle, moblaz bayateiku, we have enough in the raya. We're mechayiv the Baal to give whatever they're asking. So if it's a din of duchke de tzibur, so fine. So they were never a matal on the tzibur such a chiyiv. A husband is mechayiv such a chiyiv. That's no kasha. But if you learn that we can never satisfy the demands of the Shavoyim, because that'll bring us a kona by Klal Yisrael, so how can you say you should pay yes, whatever they're asking for? So Taisa says, Amoyre de Keteres, v'yeshloime d'afilo l'taime d'loy ligru, afilo according to the second time, that you're not allowed to. V'leisu tvei, they'll come more and they'll capture more. There's an issa for someone else, he's not permitted to be paid him, but himself. You cannot tell a person that you're not allowed to be paid to yourself because this might make a sakon and klal your soil. For oneself, a person is permitted to do whatever he can do. So there's no problem over here that he's being paid. This is ishtay kigufa. The Gemara wants to bring a raya to the shayla. A maisa with Levi. Levi's daughter was captured, and he went and was paid to her with 13,000 dinrim. So Zaraya, the Gemara says, Zaraya, that he holds als duchke de tzipure. Because if the time would be als the leile garibu tvei, so how is he allowed to do it? Hainu mishum dein bitoy kigufay amoyre de kizach. Abbas, even though we say bro kare de abue, but that's not kigufay, that's only a kare, weiss the chois. Ishte kigufay voye le bosar echad, even though there's no blood relationship, that's ishte kigufay voye le bosar echad. That's he's paid himself. I mean, we find that, in the isha meisel la baila and about, this is ishta ki gufe, this is namish one gufe, ayel bosecha. So on this, there's no, and that chazal never asked a person to be paid himself and ishta ki gufe. Bitoy, it's a close relative, 100%, but it's not ki gufe. It's a memele, so therefore by Abbas, they wouldn't have been mata according to the second time, and if we see Levi did it, so we have a raya that the first time is correct. The most matche could be Levi did it, shalei b'tzayin chachamim. Rotza einei poide, perish bekunteris, t'loi tekinu rabonon elo chad pidyin. They were only were mesakin one pidyin. Mashme some mailer, so the second time, whatever he does, so he's not chiyev on him. Mashme mitoich perushe. The nishbis pam shainis, the ene poide klal afilu b'damel. There's no chiyev on him to be poide afilu b'damel. The kosher de la el maskinon, the Gemara says before, tiknu motzui le motzui. That means there are different schusim. The husband gets from the wife, and because of that, the wife gets obligations from the husband. So the Gemara says that there's a formula. Motzi le motzi. That means for a dover motzi that she gave him, he's obligating himself for a dover motzi. For a dover sheni motzi, he's obligating himself for a dover sheni motzi. That's what the Gemara says. Now, it would seem from over there, the mashme, the peiris, it would seem from over there, the peiris upirkon mitzuyin yoisa miksube kvura. That's why that's the formula. They were misakin the nadin for the kvura, and they were misakin peiris for pirkon. So Taisus understood that the Gemara means kvura is once, so that's ene motzi, so peiris nixemaluk is also so the Nadin is also called Einei Motzi. Mashen came Peiris for the Pirkun, that's a Dover Motzi. Now, according to this Rashi, it's not called a Dover Motzi, it's also only once. But so, Chloima le Peirushoi, Pirkun, what's the Motzi? Mashen, the Peiris, the Pirkun, Motzi, Nyoisim, Iksubakvu, Vishayla, Einem, El Pamachas, Kol Yamel, Amo Peiris, the Pirkun, Avshali, is Kama Pomim. But according to Rashi over here, Rashi says that, that Pirkun is only once. So Chleimele Perushe, Punkfakel. Adarabe, Peres of Pirkun, Einei Motzi. Aber Kvure Cheshiva Motzi, that's Adova Motzi, Lefisha Anoshim, Memare Islamis Mino Anoshim, Kedama Birishalmi, because the delayed is, taxes them. So Memele, statistically, the Noshim die before the Anoshim, so the Chiyav Kvure, even though it's once, but it's Adova Motzi, that there'll be a Kvure. So that'll end up being mekavero. So that's called motzi. In pirkune is called ene motzi. That a person is captured is another sheni motzi. Rengsube motziu. That's what I have to say according to Rashi. Rabbeinu Chananu Pirish. Rabbeinu Chananu did not like this. He held that pirkune is motzi. The rotza einoi poide, yaisa michdei doimeo. Rotza poide, rotza einoi poide. We're going on the first time, he has to be poide, whatever they're demanding. The second time, rotza poide, if he wants, he could also be poide, whatever they're asking. Rotza einoi poide, elo kenegid doimeo. Avo kedei doimeo poide. So Rabbeinu Chananu says pshat that the zikha achiyev pidyon, whenever there is zikha achiyev pidyon, whenever she's nishbis, but the first pidyon they made a chaymer that he has to that the first pidyon made a chaymer he has to give whatever they're demanding. The second pidyon he's only mechuyev to give kedei damel. Fraktoisves v'teima l'rashba dim kain. L'rabbonin amitikshu pirkun a pirkun sheini. So it was the same kasha that the Gemara asked on Rav Shimon Gamliel. We have the same kasha on the Rabbonin. That means as follows. According to the Rav, it says, Rotzo poide yoisimich deido meho, Rotzo einoi poide elo kedeido meho. And then later we have in the Tanikame, they ask Asore Biksuboso, Pam Rishoine Poide, 10 times the amount of Biksubi, Mikam Vilach, Rotza Poide Yoise Midmake Suboso, Rotza Ine Poide Yoise Midmake Suboso. So the same stira we had in Rav Shimon Gamliel, here it seems the criteria is Kedei Domeho, and the second Barais, it seems the criteria is how much the Ksub is worth. We have the same problem according to the Tanakhama, the Tabla Rashi, the Kabbalah Rabbanan, Ami Tiksha Pilkin, Apilkin Shaini. Avogav, here it seems that Kedei Domeho is Yoiser al Ksuboso is Mechuyiv to be Poide. You will say also the same teretz treikule yislu. That for kelt there are two guidelines, not yoisimich dei dameho and not yoisimich dei ksubosa. Yislu bepirkin sheni. Mash leitzach lishnu yochi elu Rav Shimon Gamliel. It would seem only according to Rav Shimon Gamliel was to say this. So this is Akasha Anderach. Ein poidin es ha-shvuyin a-reishekoi. So, the Shita Mekabetzah says, Pshat and Taisvis, that Rav Shimon Gamliel is choylik and the chiyuv, Aces. They said a chiyuv, yom chuyuv to give 10 times as much. And Rav Shimon Gamliel says, ein poid, just like there's a din, that mishum duch kedetzibura, you can't force the tzibur to pay more than kedei demayim. You can't force a husband also. Yoiser al kedei demayim. He's going under reisha. A reisha koi. Let me boy face those like Rashi. Zira can't be going under seifa. But I'll kapon them. Let's not get into the shmuz. Now let us go further. In the Mishnah we had Loksa Chayev Lerapoiso. We had in the Mishnah if she gets sick, he's Chayev Lerapoiso. The Ritva says, why did the Mishnah say a Loshen Loksa? Why didn't the Mishnah say Choso, which would be a more proper Loshen?
So the Ritva says, because chosa, it could be machmas pshiyusa also. She got sick. Loksa means it was not from her. I mean, so that's why the hochi of ripui is only if it's not machmas pshiyusa. If it's machmas pshiyusa, then there's no chiyav l'rapoisa. Now, we had in the Mishnah says as follows. The Mishnah says, Loksa chayv l'rapoisa. Omar harei gito uksuboso terape es atzmo rashoi. What if he wants to give her a get and a ksubin, a guten tog, and you'll take care of yourself from now, he's allowed to do it. And there's a difference between ripui and pirkuna. By pirkuna, the din is imamaregi tuksubos vetiv des atzmo eina rashoi. He's not allowed to. If she became nishbis, he has to be paid first. If she became sick, he can give her a get. So Rashi had said pshat, what is the difference between ripui and pirkuna? So Rashi says, Eine Rashoi, by pirkuna shekvar nischai bepidyonim ishe nishbis. That means as soon as she became nishbis, it's mutal on him to be paid. So now he's mukhli to be paid. He can't shirk his responsibilities. But if she became sick, Rashoi shenodem chayv losen grushosa. So we had mentioned the Shita Mekabetzes. We're speaking about that she needs refuis for 10 days. If you can give her a pill today and she'll be healthy, then for today you have to give her, don't give her a get. Give her today, you have to give her the pill. But Shapaish was speaking about that she needs 10 days medicine. So for today, he's giving the medicine. The other are dying days. So that's just like if we'll give her a get, he's not mechuyev to be metapol na mezaynes. He was never mechuyev in tomorrow's pill. I mean, the tomorrow's pill comes, she's his wife tomorrow, just like he's mechuyev to give her mezaynes, he's mechuyev to give her ripoy. If he gives her a get, so there's no chiyah for tomorrow. Masha'en came by pilkuno. As soon as she became captured, she's mechuyev. That's how Rashi learns pshat. Taisvi says a different mahalach. Omar harei gito uksuboso terape atzmo rashoi. So Taisvi wanted to explain what is the difference between pilkuno and refuah. So Taisva says, "Gor an interessant pshat. Lefi she refue hi bechlal mezaynis. Refue is mezaynis. Verei kiblo keneged maisi yadeo she'ad achshav. That means he was taking maisi yadeo. He was giving her mezaynis. That means he was giving her mezaynis the whole time. So memele, and now he doesn't want to continue to give her mezaynis. No, he's not mechuyev to continue." La Maisa, it was a give and take. The Maisa there was his, but he was giving her mezainis. Avaleini reshoi leime te kabo les gita vetiv des atmo lefishu le kibolo tashle mi pei reshoi chalad achshok. But this is their shame. He, for 20 years he was eating peiris, and that was chazal's takona tiknu pirkuna tachas peirisel, and then she became nishbis, oh, I'm giving you a get. Oh, very nice. That means for 20 years you're eating peiris, you never, your whole achilas peiris was that if there will ever be a matzav that I have to be nifty, you'll be paid to me. Now you're going to give me a get. You can't do such a thing. So Taisvus does not say Rashi's lomdis, psiris kvar nischayev, kvar nat nischayev. Taisvus seems to say another lomdis. That means there was an obligation of mezaynis. You were giving mezainis. So you're not mechuyev to give every day mezainis. You can give her a get. Not mechuyev losin as grushasi. But you were memali, your obligation. Here, your obligation of pikuna, you never were memali. So I started thinking, so let's start thinking according to the Rach. The Rach shita is that you're always mechuyev, as machlekes Rashi in the Rach, is you mechuyev to be paid the second time. So the Rach says, yes, he's mechuyev to pay the second time also. He's mechuyev to pay the second time also. But only kedei damer. It's not mechuyev to give more than that. So l'chayra, according to the Rach, so the lomdus will come out.
So that'll be fine. The first time he was paid up, now she got captured again. And now come Rebetzin, here's a get, here's your ksuba, a guten tag. That means I was paid to you once already. Taisva seems to say that the whole chiv of Pirkuna is, Taisva doesn't mention it, wasn't Mokhiv. Taisva is a different lumdis. You were taking all the time and you never repaid your obligation. You have to be paid to her. So I was paid already. I did it once. So I'm not Mokhiv. So Lechayre, according to the Rach, it should come out, Amoyre de Kechidish. If the second time, if he wants, he can give her a get. Is Baruch Hashem, I found in Simenai in Ches, Sivkot and Dalit, the Mechaber says that, Mechaber says, speaking about the second time, if he wants, he can give her a get with the Ksub, he doesn't have to be paid there. And the Beis Shmuel says that the Mechaber holds there is a Chiyuv Pidyon, and he's not mechuyev to be paid. He can give her a get. Amar de kizach. That means even though he was mechuyev, I mean Taisus wasn't nachis. It's amar de chelik elamdis. Rashi holds if the achiyev was chal finished, you can't raise a chayz from achiyev. Taisus holds that's not the criteria. The criteria is you were a taker and you never gave. If I took and I gave, now al kaponim I can end this chesed. B'kona zeishteiten ein ches if cotton bald and beis shmul. Just one more nikuda before we see the Gemara further. Omar, the Mishnah says, "Harei gita oksubosa terapi atma rashoi." By refue, he's allowed to give her a get and a ksuba and a guten tov. So the Ritva brings down a raivit that stafke if she's not bedridden. If she's bedridden, then you have to be a mensch also. That means, I'm giving a get and finished and you take care of yourself. She's bedridden. So the makir of the raivet is, it says by Yefas Toya, it says v'shilcho l'nafsho. Shteit in Sefri, v'shilcho l'nafsho, if she's not bedridden. But if she's bedridden, this Yefas Toya, you take care of her till she can go out of bed. You don't send her away like this. So memele, so the raivet says, a kal v'chaymer of a bas yisro, this is by Yefas Toya, which we weren't too keen about the etzim shidduch. But I'll kapon him if he took her already, there's a chiv to be metapo with her till she's not bedridden anymore, so I'm about to give us a bas yisroel. He can only say this cheshben if she's not bedridden. That's what it says in the Raivit. Let us see the Gemara further. Tana Rabbona. Almone nizoynes minichse yisoymen. Amon and Zainis Menichse Yisaimim, that's the Tnai Ksuba, we'll have in the next Mishnah. Utsriche Refua, Areike Mezainis. If she needs Refua, so Refua is also like Mezainis. Rabin Shimin ben Gamliel Oimer, Refua Sheyesh Lo Kitzve. There's two types of Refuas. A Refua that there is, she doesn't need it constantly. There's an amount of refuah she needs and then finished. Nisrapes miksuboso. Then you deduct it from the ksuba. That's not mezainis. The chiv mezainis is something which is a daily necessity. That's the tnai ksuba. What is a daily necessity, the yorshim ha-mechuyev to be metapel with you. You have a cost that one-time cost, but it's not a daily necessity. This does not fall into the category of mezainis. And this lemaise, you are mechuyev, you're not mechuyev to pay, and you can deduct this from the ksuba. She'ain lo kitzve, but what if there's no kitzve? It's a daily medicine she has to take. This is mezainis. There's a very interesting yaivitz. The yaivitz has a kasha in digduk. Nisrapes miksuboso. L'chayet should have said misrapes miksuboso. Misrape means if she was misrape. Misrape means she is misrape from the ksuba. Misrape means she was misrape already, loshen oval. So he wants to say something very interesting, that the Baraisa is speaking about
Nisrape, she was Nisrape already. That means she had a certain illness, needed certain treatment, she went to the doctor, Nisrapes. Fakelt, she was Nisrape already. Now she comes with the medical bills to the Yoshim. Is the Yoshim say, we see the bill, I see. Miksubasa Rebetzin. That means we'll deduct everything. We have an account with you. We owe you ksuba. Miksubasa. But if it was differently, if pshat was that she came to the Yoshim and she said, you know, I have to go to the doctor. They don't. You have to have money. When you come into the office, you need cash already. So they go and they, how much do you need? Fine, $200. They give her $200. And then later, fine, so she pays her $200. So he says, so if they gave her without saying that this is from the ksube, so I assume it's a mechila, and you won't deduct it from the ksube. If she was nisrap already, and she's, then they, if they didn't say anything, then and they gave it to her for her refuah, I assume it's a mechila, so that's what he clears. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, also akozes dam beretz Yisrael ki refuah she'ein lo kitzva. Akozes dam, extracting dam, that was mistame a daily need and necessity, or some emela, that's a refuah she'ein lo kitzva, and the Yoshim have to pay for this. Now the Gemara brings a very interesting story. Krevi the Rabbi Yochanan, the relatives of Rabbi Yochanan havelu itas abe davis tzricha refuah. That means their father had a wife, wasn't their mother, and the father died, and she needed refuah kol yoyme. So we had the refuah kol yoyme is mezaynis. So memela, this came up. It was a lot of money. It was accumulating. Also, lekame de Rabbi Yochanan. So they asked Rabbi Yochanan the korev, "Osim ibsocha al tesalem." I mean, maybe you can give us an etza what to do. This is a very expensive affair. Omer lohus, he says, "I'll tell you an etza. Izilu kutzulei midi leroife." He says, you know what you do. That's true. Every day she needs this and this refuah. Go to a doctor and tell him, listen, we want a price. I don't want to pay you for each visit. Listen, this is an old lady. Listen, give me a price, one price, and that's it, and you'll take care of her. And fine, give her a price. Well, the doctor takes everything into consideration. He gives a price, right? So now, as soon as he gives a price, so now it's a din refuah sheyesh lo kitzva. This is not mezaynus. I mean, this is refuah sheyesh lo kitzva. Refuah sheyesh lo kitzva. Now they came over to their father's wife. Rabbitson was starting to deduct from the ksube, and that's it. Yeah. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, then Rabbi Yochanan was mescharet on this whole Isaac. Osinu atzmeinu ka'uchi adayonim shema shemaimot. This is a charangimish though, that I was mative to them, and, there's two sides to the coin over here. So what's gonna be now? So now, Nebuch, the Almon is afkahakte tzores. How could I do such a thing? Frag the Gemara, Meikore Maisova Ula Besoif Maisova. So what happened over here? So Moses says, Meikore Sova Meipsolcha Leitisalem. That's what he held. Ula Besoif Sova Odom Choshev Shiny. But another Choshev, people look at it in a different perspective, and Odom Choshev, and they don't see the Mibisorcha al Tesalem, they see something else. So Memela, he was Mescharet, what he had done. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Utsricha refuah rei kemezoinis, Utsricha refuah rei refuah kemezoinis, the Tabayu, Chiyusanino, this is a daily need. Mezoinis elam kitzve, Hilka refuah sheshla kitzve, Sheinei chayle toder, Einu bachlal mezoinis. kutzulei midi le roife, she yekabel olvafu osa ilomis bekach bekach, to give a price for ilomis. Keuche adayonim, oye vechad mi bali dinim, I'm like an oirech dayin, I'm close. I love one of the baledinim, umatim zechiyoysav ledayin, v'oirech adin lefnei adayonim leschusay, present the case for the dayonim leschusay, mikri oirechi adayonim sheiches adayonim lapech libon letaybosei shalzenis legebalde keavle, mikorek shehisi eitze lebsoik shenizcharet. It is a machlokes ha-poiskim, what's with the husband? That means the Gemara speaks about the Yoshim. We have over here guidelines. Refu is like mezoinis. Fine. But we have that tafke a refu is she'ain lo kitzah. Refu is she'yesh lo kitzah. It's not like mezoinis. So what's with the husband? By refu is she'yesh lo kitzah, is he mechuyiv to give or not? So, laloch, we pass the Rosh brings down a machloikis. But laloch, we paskin, and the Rosh passes like that, that a husband is mechuyiv to give all refuahs. Yesh lo kitzva, ain lo kitzva, there's only a kula in Yorshim. Zok the Mishnah Vaita. Loi kosav lo, benin dichrin dihevi lechimi noi, inun yarsun kesav ksuboseich yesa al chulkeim de imachuin chayiv shehu tenai bezdin. That means that if he did not write that when he married her, he said as follows, that if we'll have sons together, they're going to yarshin york sube, yeser al chukayim dim achuim. That means, whatever york sube will amount to, that means as follows, that means a ksube is, there are different chalokim of a ksube, there's a mone, masayim, there's a taisves, there's a nadin, there's different chalokim of a ksube. Let's say her ksube added up to 1,000 zuz. And he had a few wives, and so the tnai ksube is the al koponim. Really, if the husband would have died first, or given her a get, he'd have to give her $1,000. That's her ksube. And so, if she dies first, so Be'emison, $1,000 belongs to him, but when he'll die, her sons will take $1,000 from the Yerusha, and they will not divide this evenly, even though theoretically, she possessed the husband Yashin, and now that the husband Yashin, if he has 20 children from 10 wives, they should all divide this up equally. But this was a tnai ksube that each ben zocher from a distinct wife, whatever the husband yarshin from this wife, the children yarshin from them. And even though this wasn't written, like kosev lo benin dichrin, the bonim schorim, the Yehave Lechimi Noi, that you'll have from me. Inun Yarsun, del Yarshin Kesev Ksubosayech, Yeser Al Chulkein Dimachuim, that del Yarshin, besides the normal Yerusha, which will be divided equally between all the brothers, but besides that, del Yarshin specifically Yoksube, Safilo, it wasn't written, Chayev, Shehut Nai Bezen. Let us see Rashi. Yeser al chulkeyem dimachuin, b'nei isha adimachuin, b'nei isha cheres. They're brothers from another mother. Im tamusi bechayai. If you're going to die and I'm still alive, v'iroshech, and I'll yarshin you, is yitlu bonayich ksubosayich. Your children will take your ksube. V'naf kemine. So Rashi says two nafkaminas. Number one, Shema Merubi. Maybe this wife had a large ksube. It was a large nadin, and she was a psula when she got married, so her ksube added up to $1,000. The other wife, her ksube, was 200 zuz.
So memele, there's a big nafkamine if our children will be able to yashin this ksuba separately. Oi, I feel like all the ksubas were the same. Shemayu b'nei isha acheres merubim. Maybe the other wife had a lot of children. Ubonayich muatim, and your children are, you don't have too many children. V'toiv lehem, so therefore it's good for them. Sheyit lo ksubas ibom, they'll take your ksuba. So if your ksuba is $1,000, each one will get $500. V'hamerubim, and if you hear the other wife also is a ksuba of $1,000, but she has 10 children, is ksubas imom, v'afilu aksuba shavis, they'll take the ksuba of their mother. So each one will end up with $100. So this is a toive for her children. So memela, this is written in the ksuba. Another tnai bezin, b'no nukvin. He writes to his wife, the nikavis, the evin lechimi noi, if you'll have nikavis from me, we'll have daughters together. Yevion yosvon bebeisi, umitzinem inichsai, adati lokchun leguvrim. That means they'll remain here, and they have a schus mezainis till they'll get married. His chayim, so if it wasn't written in, shoot nai bezin. Now he spoke to her, if she'll end up being an amona, he'll die first. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, you have a right to get mezainis. Now, this is chayvus of mezainis. There was a machloikis in different mekaymis. That kol's man, she's an almone, she has a right to receive mezainis. Anshe golil, or you kaisvin, kanshe Yerushalayim, also the same nusach, kol's man, you're an almone, you have a right to get mezainis. Anshe Yehuda Yekoisvim, they wrote another Knech in the Ksube. The Anshe Yehuda wrote, Anshe Yirtzu Hayershim Litin Loch Ksubosayach. That means, you have a schus to get mezainis till your Ksube will be paid up. That means, the minute the Yershim pay up your Ksube, we give you Mosayim, we give you a money, whatever your Ksube amounts to, a guten tog, you take care of your own mezainis. The whole chi of mezainis is till the ksuba gets paid up. Lefikach im rotzu yershim noisten lo ksuba, so poitre noisten. So the Anshe Yehuda, they wanted to patter themselves from the chi of mezainis. They paid him up the ksuba and a guten tog. The Ritva brings down a mordeke Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, Anshe golo hoya kvoidon choviv aleihem imamoinam. Anshe Yehuda yamamoinam choviv aleihem mikvoidam. That means, by the Anshe golo, the kovid of the almonis was more choshev than the money. It's gonna cost a pretty penny, chmeinabo. She's an almoni, she was his wife, so memele, so not to be mezalzel, she should have daigis how to be able to exist. No, we'll guarantee her mezainis, kozman, she doesn't get married, kozman, she's an almoni. The Anshe Yehudas, mamoinam, choviv, they're different priorities. Their money came before the kvoidon of the almonis. So memele, so therefore they put it night, we're mechuyv to give you mezainis, unless we'll give you the ksuba. We'll pay you the ksuba, finished. The minute we pay you the ksuba, we don't owe you mezainis. So memele, by putting in this clause in the tnai ksuba, they had a very easy way out of avoiding paying her mezainis. It's never rachmanis and almanis. No, but the geld is eichet rachmanis. We find yesh lecha odam shem mamayne chavav olav migufay. So the father's wife is a vada gevis is mamayne chavav olav. Al Kaponim, that's how the Anshe Yehuda held. זאת הגמרא. אמר רבי יוחנן משום רב שמעון בן יוחאי, בבני מה הסכינו כסובס בנין דיכן. מה הוא מסכן? פסמות נמייסן, הוא מסכן, בנין דיכן, דבל חימינוי, תתגן, I mean, this is not על פי גדרי הלוך, I mean, the husband יארשן דקסוב, everything is his. He has 20 children from 11 wives, so finished. So now they should divide it up equally. Why were Chazal Mesaken Pesazak Subis Mnindichen? Kedei sheyikpoitz Odom v'yichtoi lebitoi kibnoi. They wanted that the Shver should give Nadin. Now, the Shver, it's also hard to part with his money. Shtal zech for, I'm going to give my hard-worked money, and what's going to happen if my daughter dies first? So all my hard work money they can divide with Hatzor's kids. Shema Shemayim. And that he's not interested to give away the money. They wanted him for to give money. So Mamela, they told him a deal. You know what? Your money will remain with your Einiklech. Your hard work money will remain with your Einiklech. If your daughter dies and the husband will Yarshin, your Einiklech are going to get the money. No, it's going to buy by the Einiklech. So it's remain in the family. It won't go to Hatzor's kids. Then already it's a different picture. Zog Rashi, Mibnei ma'atik nuksubis b'nindiche, ma'acha shabal yoyrish es ishtach. I mean, this whole thing is an oiskahalt nalochedik. He yashinta, lomo tiknu she yoyrish leboneho ma she yorash mimeno, that he should be moirish to her children, what he asked from her, Dahaino Nedunya Shelo, V'yitein Lebitoi Nedunya Yofe, he'll give her a good nadin, the Ilumesa, if she's going to die, Yushaboneo, our children will yashin. That's your Eniklech. So the Gemara asks, Umiyike Midi, Rachmona oma bro lirais, brato loitirais. Va'osu rabonon o mesakni de tirais, brato. Now, let us see what the kash is. So the Gemara says, and I'll go a little further. Rachmona oma bro lirais. Dechsiv ish ki yomus, u ben ein loy, ha yesh loy, b'no yoshoy, v'loy bitoy. I mean, so the rotzen of the Rabbeinu Shalom was that his children should yashin him. V'tikon de tirus barato, she yitein le ha'ov mamaynoy, she hoyu bonov ruyin lirish. That means his children should have yarshin this money. His son should have yarshin this money. And he's giving her the money. And so come out that this money, the sons won't yarshin. He's giving this away. So he's taking away from Yerusha's Habonim. Let's go a little further. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Why did the Rabbanan do such a thing? They wanted to motivate him that he should give the daughter money. Because the Torah wanted that his money should remain by his sons. So the Gemara says, Hanami de Raisu. No, this is also, I have a Gili called the Rabbanan Shalom wanted that one should do such a thing. Tachsiv k'chu noshim v'elidu bonim u'bonis. The Pasuk says you should marry, when Yirmiyah told them they're going into Golas Bovel, you should make up your mind you're going to be there. And you have to live there normally. K'chu noshim v'elidu bonim u'bonis. U'k'chu livneichem noshim. And make sure that you get noshim for your sons. Ves b'nei seichem t'nu la noshim.
and make sure that your daughters, you should be able to give over your daughters to Anoshim. So the Gemara says, Bishleim Abonim B'yodei Kaime. It's Tarkish Lishlach Zala Isha. So he says, you should go and get daughters for, get wives for your sons. So that's good. That's B'yodei. Elo B'nosei Mikaime B'yodei. What could he do to marry off his daughters? Kamash Malon, the Nilbisha, the Nichse, the Nesav, Lamidi, he should give a good begodim, and other good things. Keheched, the Kovtsi, Alov, Osi, Nosvala, that people should be interested in marrying her. Let us see Rashi. Bishloim, Ebnoi, Biyodoi, Levakish, Loi, Isha, Shedaka, Eshalish, Lachzer, Alisha, Elabitoi, Mi, Biyodoi, Friderich Isha Lachzer Alish. So what is he going to do? What should he do? So they wanted that he should go and give her a choshev and adn. But he won't want to give an adn if he'll know that the children of the other wives will eventually derive benefit from it. So that's why they made this takonim that will remain in the mishpochim. So the Gemara says, let's see, ba'at kama, how much should he give? How much do you want him to give? A Bible over them, it's a value, ad le'isan nichsi, till a tenth of the nachos. Frag the Gemara, ve'emed da'ov lirais, da'bal lo'y lirais. Fine. So now we understand what was behind this takone. We want the shver to give an adn. And he won't give an adn if his nadn will be divided between all the children of her husband. So he made a takone that the nadn should go to his eineklach. Fine. But Ksubis Benin Dichin does not only include the Nadin, the whole Ksuba, what he owed her, that means he was a Psula and he owed her Masayim, and then there was a Taisvis Ksuba, and then all the things that he was Machayev himself, that the husband was Machayev to her, so that also goes over to her sons. Now, the what kind of cheshbon is this? The he said the whole cheshbon was to satisfy the shver. So fine. So the nadin will go to zeiniklach. Why does the ksuba that he owed her, why does that go to the einiklach? That's the Gemara's kasha. The emed of liris, the baal loy liris. So the Gemara answers in Cain of Nami Mimne Veloy Kosav. That means the if the father sees that he won't give, let us see Rashi. Vemidav Liris the Balirius. Given the time Mikadeshi Yikpoitz Litain Lebite who the Tikkun Nedunya. The whole reason they were Masakana Nedunya is Kadeshi Yikpoitz Litain Lebite. The yoiv of lebitoi. So whatever the father gave for his daughter, lirsun bonim dilo. So let her children yarshin this. Avo shar ksubis. But the rest of the ksubis, nichsei habal. Nichkegoin monem osayim v'toisvis the baal leirilsun. So this they shouldn't yarshin. Im kain. The lo yarsi l'shar haksubis of nami mimne v'loikosav lebitoi achrei shel ze makpid al shaloi mishahirish livnei biti. That means his money he won't give, even though this money he got from my daughter, but he won't give it to my eineklach. Afani emshech yodi milahar beis loy nedunya. That means it's kemayim ponim al ponim. That means I'll give you a lot of money if it'll end up on my eniklach, but you have to show that you also realize that my eniklach are something, and therefore whatever you owed my daughter also should go to the eniklach. I'd like to just say over a shtikel ha'ore. The We'll see later in the Gemara also, the Ksubis Benin Dichrin has Adine Yerusha. Inun Yarsin Del Yar, even though this is Atnai Ksube, but has Agdoris and Dine Yerusha, Kesef Ksibosech Yesa Al Chukain De Machum. That means what theoretically belonged to you, what I owed you, what your father gave, they're going to Yarshin this. So, even though there was another step, that means what belonged to her, he Yarshin from her. But later, when he's going to die, it's going to be like Ke'ilu, they're taking over what she had. So with this, we can understand a little bit. Before the Gemara asked Akasha, which was very difficult to understand, the Gemara asked Akasha that, how could Chazal be misaken something that's keneged the Torah? What's keneged the Torah over here? That means, a person can give a matona, he has to be stingy to save all his money to give over to the sons. The Gemara says that this is keneged the Torah. He's giving something to the daughter. What's it? No, there's a posik in Yirmiyah. What's connected to Torah? Because Vinishtvi Chazal with this takona made that his einiklich from his daughter will also yashin his nechosim. That's what's going to be after the tak. That's what lemaisa. What's going to happen? That means we want to motivate him to give a nadin for the daughters. So he says, "Don't worry, your einiklich will yashin it." So it comes out that his Yoshim are his sons, and the sons of his daughter. I mean, Lamais is going to come out like this. We're going to make like this. Midin Teire, if there's sons and a daughter, her sons don't yashin anything. And here we're making, and that's motivating him to give another. Yeiniklech, from your daughter will yashin you. So that's keneged epis das Teire. Even though it works a little differently, Abba Kaponim, it's Chazal held this is keneged das Torah. So the Gemara says, I have another pasuk that says one should do this also. I saw in Birchas Avrom, the Birchas Avrom is a very geshmaki kasha. He asks, this kasha, we have to think twice before we ask the kasha. That means Chazal saw that this is Kineged, this is also Kineged, the Rotzen of the Torah will come out that Einiklech from the daughter will Yarshin, even though it's not so bad. Aber Chazal saw this is Kineged the Torah, Akasha with a Teretz. He says, why didn't the Gemara ask a better Akasha? There's another problem over here. If you have, let's say the father has, let's say she had a very big ksuba, and she had a ksuba of $10,000, and there's left over one son, and then the from the other wife there was, let's say, there's a ksuba of $300. So we have, and that was the Yerusha. So the whole Yerusha is $10,300. That's $10,300 from the leftover Birusha. Now this son takes $10,000. This son takes $300, whatever it is. So, this is Ichikinegadas Teire. Such a chaluke, the Teire says that the Yarshin Beshove. Teire says the Yarshin Beshove. And this, the Gemara didn't bat an eyelash about this. The Gemara is like, what the Gemara is like, it's like Gromme. The father doesn't give a chelik of the money to the daughter, and then, so that's also called astira to Yerushas Habonim. That means this kasha that the Gemara is was such an edel kasha that the Gemara saw this is keneged Yerushas HaTorah. Even though if you look at it, it's Gonish Medgonish. She's giving her a maton. And so what is? That's finished. She can't give matones. He's giving his daughter a matone. I said, no. It should have been there. If he wouldn't have given the matone, the sons would have yashin. You're taking away from Yerusha Sabon. But here, why didn't the Gemara ask here? That's a very edel of taking away. The Gemara should have asked, here you're really taking away. The father left over $10,300, and you give one son $10,000, the other son you give, we'll see this on my dinner later, but the other son you'll give $200. So you're taking away from the other son. Why didn't the Gemara ask about this? He asks this kasha. So he says a very interesting teretz. Later, perhaps we'll elaborate a little on this teretz. He says, you know, there's a machlokes in Sechtes Baba Basra, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika and the Rabbonim. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika holds lahaloche that a father is allowed to be, he's allowed to control how the Yerusha goes by a ben ben Abonim. He's allowed to be ribo lazeh, miyit lazeh. You're allowed to. In Hilchus Yerusha it works. There's no such halacha. We pass not Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika. There's no such halacha that if he didn't say anything, it's divided equally. But if he said, I want this one to Yashin, $1,000, this one to Yashin, $1, that's what it is. A father is b'hoye b'yoy manchilo yezbonov, that a father is b'koyech to be manchil and to control the flow of Yerusha the way he wants. So Memelus and Abichas Avram says as follows. So this problem that the Chalukis HaYerusha is going a little lopsided, that the Gemara B'chlal didn't bother. That's not called Keneged HaTorah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're allowed to do this. You're allowed to control the flow of Yerusha. So Memela, that the Gemara didn't bother at all. The only thing the Gemara bothered was but it's going to come out that without this takonah, the bonim would have yashin the more. You're taking away indirectly from the Yerusha Sabonim. That's what you're doing. And then that the Gemara says, no, that's a takataina. No, we have a makaya. There's a posik in Yirmiyah. That the posik says that you should make sure that you should marry off your daughters, and this is only accomplished by giving them a good nadl.